Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist and I've been covering M&A for a decade. E-commerce in Latin America is booming. To find out more about the sector and how M&A fits into the picture, I'm joined by Max Gonzalez, who is the Brazil correspondent for Merger Market with a focus on technology, and he's based in Sao Paulo. Hi, Max. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Hi, Juliana. Thank you for having me.
Can you start by giving us an introduction to the e-commerce landscape in Latin America, please, and explain how it's growing and give us some kind of context, maybe comparing it to other regions, please?
Yes, sure. Latin American commerce sector is growing since the late 1990s, and now we have about 300 million online consumers compared to 600 million population in Latin America. In the last year, e-commerce sectors in Latin America grew about 20%. So it's very interesting because compared to the United States market, it grew 14%, and European market grew 12%. In amount, online sales in Latin America reached 84 billion per year. So it's interesting because there's much room to grow yet, because the online sales represent just 5.6% of the entire retail sector.
Could we look at what's driven the boom in e-commerce in Latin America? Is there anything that's specific to the region? Because it's been a much wider global trend.
Yes. Latin American people are more confident and aware about the online useful, not only because of the social networks, which drove the people to know new brands and consumption options. And they are more confident to use credit cards and other payment tools to make their purchase online. And this is boom that happened after the COVID pandemics. The lockout made all people go home, and they are started to make online shopping like they never did before. It grew a lot and made the retailers to go online, and they adopted other tools to make sales in internet. Such as Olist, which is a company which creates tools to online sellers to put their groceries, their merchandise in e-marketplaces. That is a novelty that make people go online and increase their consumption in internet.
So, can you talk about how the e-commerce industry has evolved in Latin America since it started in the late 1990s, and also how M&A has played into that?
Yes. In 1999, in Brazil, was launched Submarino, which is a private equity-backed e-commerce company that started by an acquisition of Booknet, a pioneer in e-commerce. And in Argentina, was launched Mercado Libre, which is a company that is an e-marketplace, a concept that didn't exist at that time. Soon after, in 2000, the dot-com bubble busted, and it led to a consolidation trend in Latin America. And Submarino and Mercado Libre became the major players. They acquired competitors and consolidated the sector, and they then drive to a phase of adopting a trend. They fought to make the consumers go online and make online purchases. It was a very difficult story because the Brazilian and other Latin American countries consumers were very suspicious about online shopping. They were not confident to make put the credit card numbers in online sites, and it evolved in the last years, especially when Brazil launched tools to make money transfers easily, because a tool called Pix, which requires only your taxpayer number or your cell phone number to identify yourself as a person that could have money transfers.
And can you talk about some of the major players in the region's e-commerce space today, both the older retail groups and also some of the newer players on the block?
Yes. Besides Submarino, which became B2W conglomerate, a listed company which also has Americanas and Shoptime websites of e-commerce, and Mercado Libre, which is spread in whole Latin America, the global major companies of e-commerce sector came to the region and established the local operations, not only sell by from their own countries, like Amazon.com, which created an operation in a few years ago in Brazil, and it is the largest seller in online sector in Brazil. In China, we have AliExpress, which is a huge seller of clothes and merchandise in Brazil, and Singapore has Shine and Shopee, which is a very known brand in Brazil because of the funny ads they put on TV with celebrities, and they all are creating a very well-known brand in Latin America. But there are other players. The traditional retail groups like Casas Bahia and Pão de Açúcar created their own operations, which became huge players, and it happened in all Latin American countries, like Chile's Falabella, which is a huge retail group, and it has operations in Andean countries. It is very spreading in Latin America because other companies are non-native digital players saw the opportunity and the demand from consumers to sell online. And it's happening in all sectors, from eyewear, apparel, milkshakes, McDonald's. McDonald's has about 50 million downloads of its app in Brazil to sell their sandwiches online. And the non-native players, digital players, are going online to sell because of the pandemic's demand, and it created a huge environment of online sales. As the large e-commerce websites are very known in Latin America, new players are booming in the different sectors, such as in wines, wine and spirits. Mexico's Pídele a Pepe, which is a last mile deliverer of spirits and wines, and it is seeking $10 million in investment to continue to grow. And Mexico's wine market is also observed by Brazilian wine.com.br, a company which is growing in Mexico with its subsidiary called Wine Mexico. And it is seeking an investor to operate its Mexican operation. But it's a lot of different sectors. We have apparel, Chilean White Llama. It's a digital native player which is specialized in casual outdoor apparel, and it's seeking investors too. Could draw an investor by 2026, like they say. In eyewear sector in Brazil, we have the huge retailers called Ótica Diniz and Ótica Carol, which are creating their own online operations. And in Mexico, Ben and Frank is trying to attract investors in the next years, in the following years. We can say about a different company called Milky Moo, which is a milkshake store specialized chain, which started a week before the pandemic's lockout began, and it had to develop a proper and customized packaging to deliver their milkshakes to the consumers, because the consumers could not go to the stores anymore. So Latin America has a very interesting characteristic, which is the creativity. They develop business from the scratch, and they evolve with, of course, capital from investors.
Great, thank you. And can we just finish off by looking at M&A? What's happening in e-commerce? What's happening with mergers and acquisitions in the e-commerce space? Because it sounds like it's a very fast-growing market.
Yes, the larger companies operating in the e-commerce sectors are already consolidating the sectors. The aforementioned Submarino and Mercado Libre already made a lot of acquisitions. But the best opportunities are in the new companies, the new players on the block, which are arising, developing new markets, creating new products which are native. And they are booming in Latin America. The investors' mission is to seek which are the most promising sectors. And Brazil and Latin America have huge market to explore, and we have a lot of room to spend e-commerce sales, because they represent only 5% of the total retail sales yet.
And can you just talk through a recent deal in the sector, please?
Yes, a few days ago, the two major pet products chain stores in Brazil, Petz and Cobasi, have announced a merger. They have combined sales of $1.2 billion per year. And they are focusing on not only on their brick and mortar stores expansion, but they are targeting the competitors which sells online through Amazon, through Mercado Libre. They are targeting that market as a very strategic goal.
Great. Max, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. That was Max Gonzalez, who is the Brazil-based correspondent for Merger Market with a focus on technology. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the show, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. And if you want to find out more about what we've been discussing, then have a look at these show notes. Join us again next week.